Ready for the recording. Amen. We praise God. The word for tonight, the thought tonight is, what should we render unto God? What can we give to God? What should we, as Christians, as born again, as blood washed, as people who came out of darkness, and now because of His marvelous blood and the marvelous light that we are entering into, what should we render unto God? Psalms 116 and 2 and 12 says, "What should I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now." This is right now I will do that. "In the presence of all the people, I will offer the praise and worship Him and for all of His benefits towards us." You know, the Psalms 103, I'm going to read a little portion of that. Psalms 103 says, "Bless the Lord." That's part of what we need to be doing. What should we give God? What can we render, hallelujah, for what He has done? Praise God. The least we could do, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." This is what David is saying. "And all that is within me, I bless His holy name." That's what he's looking for. Then he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Twice he's saying that. "And forget not all His benefits." Hallelujah. The Lord tells us, talk about His goodness. Talk about His mercy. Make mention of His goodness towards us. The verse 3 says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy." Verse 5 says, "Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Right there is telling us, hey, we have a lot to render to the Lord in thanksgiving, in worshiping Him. The scripture tells us, when we worship the Lord, we need to worship Him in spirit and in truth. That means worship Him with our spirit. Hallelujah. With our spirit that's been born again. Hallelujah. And be able to give God the praise. And then not only that, it says, and in truth, represent what it is that God has done for you in being real in your soul and being under the conviction of knowing that Jesus is Lord over our lives. Somebody say amen. Amen to that. Listen, what can we render? Remember the Lord when you lie down at night, when you get up in the morning, when you go out and when you come back in. Remember to give God the praise. Hallelujah. What does God require of you and I? The Bible says, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart. That's one of the first things. And with all your soul, and with all your mind, everything about you, worshiping the Lord. He says, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment, worshiping God with everything we have. What do we render? What should we render? It's saying that Jesus said that Himself, with all your heart, everything, your soul, your mind, your strength, everything that we need to worship and praise God. And there are three things that God requires of us in addition to this. It means to, this is in Micah, the 6th chapter, 8th verse. It says, to act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That means that as God has given us His best, because His name is Jesus, and gave His life, He gave everything up that you and I can have a right to the tree of life. He promised us eternal life. But He's saying that to act justly, treat your brother and sister right, show love even to people who despitefully use you. It's not easy to do, but it says act justly. Hallelujah. Another part of the scripture tells us even you masters, you rulers, the people that are working for you, treat them justly. Do the right thing about by them. Amen, somebody. To act justly, and it says, and to love mercy. Listen, you and I are here today because of the mercy of God. In fact, he gave us brand new mercies this morning. Hallelujah. When we woke up this morning, even before we woke up, mercy was waiting for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. David said, yeah, and goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I hope you're getting this word. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm getting excited as I go. He said, love mercy. And not only that, show mercy. Hallelujah. Blessed are the merciful. Hallelujah. They shall obtain mercy. They shall see God. Love mercy. Sometimes people just want all the mercy to come to them, and they forget how God has loved them so, and then they forget about somebody else showing mercy and patience with someone else. Amen. It says, and to walk humbly before the Lord. That means not boastful. That means be being meek and humble. The Bible says the meek shall inherit the earth. Humbly before it. The Bible tells us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. He will, God will exalt us in due time. Somebody say amen to that. Glory to God. So to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly before God. This is the times where the scripture is talking about there are challenges, there are corrections, and there are rebukes. This verse, praise God. And not only that, when we worship God, we worship him in spirit and in truth. The Bible tells us that God inhabits the praises of his people. What shall we render to God? Praises. In the book of Psalms, we read that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. He says, let everything, hallelujah, everything, hallelujah. We can render unto God the glory, the honor, the praise, and all that is due his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If God is just that awesome, praise God, hallelujah. It tells us to lift up holy hands. 1 Timothy 2:8, the Amplified Version, says, I desire, therefore, that men pray in every place, everywhere you go, be praying. It says, lifting up holy hands without wrath and disputing. Glory to God. Lift up holy hands means it symbolizes a life that is dedicated. A life that's consecrated unto the Lord. When we come into service, we lift up holy hands before God. Hallelujah. Praise God. With a holy living as unto him and reverence him. Praise God. Lifting holy hand indicates a sign that we have surrendered unto the Lord. It's a time, a sign of surrender. You know, even you see in the movies and see where people say, you know, they get caught and the law enforcement says, lift your hands. In other words, we caught you. And they lift their hands. Okay, I surrender. I give up all. It's the same thing with God. We lift up our holy hands. And then we do as Jesus said, as he said in the previous scripture, he says, serve him and love him with your whole heart, your whole mind, you know, and your strength, everything you have consecrated unto the Lord. So lifting holy hands indicates surrender. He says, Lord, I give up all to follow you, forsaking my worldly ways. And my heart says, Lord, have your way. It's a heart that says, have your way, God, in my life. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. What shall we render unto our God? Lift up holy hands. Hands, holy hands that are free from anger and controversy, deception, bitterness. Holy hands without jealousy and pride of life and malice and hatred and works of iniquity. Holy hands, he says, lift them up without wrath. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lift up holy hands in faith. Lift up holy hands in love, in truthfulness, peace, and joy. In other words, serve the Lord with fear. That's the beginning of wisdom. That fear is that reverential fear, fear and trembling. The Bible says in the Romans, it tells us, Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren. He said, I'm begging you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's what the word. That's what the word is saying. What should we render unto God? What can we give unto him? Praise God. Think about that. Let that resonate. Think about it. Lord, what can I give? He purchased our salvation. He's given us everything we need for life and godliness. He's given us whatever we need. He already knows what we have need of. He's already covered all of that. What can we render to him but our whole heart, our soul, our mind, our spirit, and giving God true praise and glory? The scripture also tells us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. It says, be thankful unto him and bless his name. Why? Because the Lord is good. And his mercy is everlasting. Yes. And his truth endures to all generations. Glory to God. I read the last part of the 100th division of Psalm. But listen, it says, this is the first part of it. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Make a joyful noise. We need to come into the service with our minds made up. Come into the service with purpose. I have purpose when I come in to give God the praise. I'm not here to socialize, but I'm here to worship you, Lord, and to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And he says that he will inhabit the praises of his people. When we know how to praise God, when we praise him with everything that we have, when we think about the benefits, all that he has done for us, that joyful noise, when we praise God and we praise him right, he comes in the midst and he receives those praises. Amen, somebody. Verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. You're glad about this. Not serve out of obligation, not serve out of necessity, but we serve the Lord with gladness. And he says, come before his presence with singing. And don't you know that the Lord, he is God? It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Listen, we are his people. That's right. We are his people. We are his sheep of his pasture. Therefore, that's why we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and with praise. When we think of the goodness of Jesus, what can we render? Think on the goodness of Jesus and how he has shed his innocent blood so that you and I, so that we can have eternal life. We have to, we must give God the sacrifice of praise. It's not all the time we feel like praising God, not all the time that we feel real, real joyful. But listen, when you think on it, when you think how good he is, when you think about his mercy and grace, when you think about, hey, We can look to him. He don't slumber. He don't sleep. And he got us. He's got our backs. He's got us when we lay down at night. The angels, he's given them charge over us. Listen, we got to praise God. We got to give him the sacrifice of praise that's due him. He says with just not any kind of praise, he says, but with joyful lips, a grateful heart for the precious gift of salvation. Glory to God. And for sending the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what leads us. The Holy Spirit was guide us into all the truth. The Holy Spirit is what enlightens us. It illuminates the Word of God. We understand through the revelation through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is precious. Hallelujah. That's how much he thinks of us. And so therefore, we should render the best to God. What should you render unto God? We can't praise God enough for his tender mercies that are brand new every day. We can't praise him even for the next breath that we take. We take a breath, Lord, we thank you for that breath. Lord, Thank you for that, Brett. I mean, that's why the praises are continually. That's why he said, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, good times, bad times, you know, feel good times, bad, don't feel good times, whatever. At all times, I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And guess what? His praise as you bless him, shall continually be in our mouth. The fact that he is with us always, even to the end of the world, he'll never leave or forsake us. He never slumbers, nor does he sleep. That's reason enough. Hey, what can we render God? I got to praise. That's what we have. And then the earlier scripture I read says, present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Not any kind of way, but holy unto him, because he's a holy God. He requires holiness. Hallelujah, somebody. Praises, because we have an advocate with the Father. You know, when we need forgiveness, we have a judge that will plead our case. The Bible says we don't have such a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but he's touched in every way, and he lived this life, hallelujah, yet without sin. Glory to God. So therefore, we have to let our light shine before men so that they can see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Praise God Almighty. Ask yourself again and again, Lord, when you come before him, Lord, what should I render unto you? I'm rendering the praises. I just ran through a several. And you may have some personal things. These, Lord, I thank you for this. I thank you for that. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for the food that you've given me. Clothes on my back. Hallelujah. Shelter. I have a job to go to. Listen, we got so much to render unto him. Hallelujah. We never get through praising God because he's worthy. He is worthy of all the praise, all of our praise, with our entire being. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. We're going to go into prayer, and we're going to be praying. We want to certainly be praying for bereaved family. That's Sister Margaret Johnson and her family. She just buried her mother, Sister Doris Bolden, on last Saturday. So we'll lift them up, hold them up in the prayer. We also praying for the Barbara Johnson. Hallelujah. God blessed her. She's released from the hospital today. We're lifting her in prayer that for healing also. We're praying for continual prayer for Sister Shirley and Brother Robert Cooper, holding them up in our prayers. Glory to God. We pray also for Sister Margaret Royal, the Lord strengthen her body. Hallelujah. Continue to encourage one another. Hallelujah. Sister Betty Ann Davis. We always pray for Mother Dolores Liggins. We always pray even for our father of the church, Deacon Walter Brown. So many of us, every person on this line, Father, we praise. We're praying. Hallelujah. So we're going to do that. And then not only that, I want to invite each one of you to repeat after me when I tell you to. This is a prayer over our home, the peace and prosperity over your house. Hallelujah, especially in the time in which we live. There's so much turmoil. There's so much unrest and all. So I'm going to let you know when we're ready to do that. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we glory. We glorify you. God, we render our best praise. We render unto you with joyful lips. We just thank you. Hallelujah. God, even every person that I've called out, and even every person that's on this line, and every home that's represented, their families that's represented. Father, we're just going to give your name praise. We want to thank you for healing. We want to thank you, Lord, how you lift up heavy burdens, God. You are a lifter of our head. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for healing, complete healing tonight. For your word says, by your stripes we are healed. By your stripes we were healed. That is your word. So, God, we're standing on the promises because we know that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But you said it, you're going to do it. God, if you spoke it, it will come to pass. So therefore, God, we praise you. We glorify you, God. All that we need is already supplied to us. It is in you. Father, we are complete. We thank you for salvation. Salvation for the entire person of us, our mind, our soul, our spirit. Hallelujah. God, you deliver us. Deliver your people. Salvation, hallelujah, has already come to us. And we thank you, Lord, that we thank you, God, that you selected us even before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. You knew us. You know our name. Hallelujah. You know exactly what we're going through right now, God. Lift up and strengthen tonight. Hallelujah. Encourage someone tonight. In the name of Jesus, help us, show us how to cast our cares upon you, because we know that you care for us. We thank you for your word tonight. My God, what shall we render to you, God? We have so much. We have so much to give you, God. So much. God, we'll never get done praising you. Because you're always good. You're constantly good, God. Even when we let down our guard, God, you're so good. You're long-suffering. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, because you loved us. You love us with an unconditional love. And Father, we praise you. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for our young people. We thank you, Lord, God, that you will keep our young people. Keep them covered under the blood. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the body of Christ at large. God, we thank you for those that are sick in their body, because, God, they'll have a testimony. We thank you because you are healing them right now. God, remember Reverend Jessie, that you, God, you would just heal her and strengthen her where she needs strength, Lord. Encourage her heart tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we'll be so careful to give your name praise and glory. God, we ask that you bless Pastor. Bless Pastor Boulder, that, God, will you would use him mightily. God, a fresh anointing. We pray upon him and the ministers and the people of the gospel, God, that are carrying your word, the various churches that are serving you. God, that you would bless the leaders, that you would just give them just a refreshing in the Holy Spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe in you. Bless the people at large. Bless people. God, when they come into church, allow them to know. God, when they even set foot on the church grounds, these are holy grounds. Hallelujah. That we come for one mind, one purpose, and that is to glorify you. God, we believe you. We ask that in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We're going to confess tonight, and I want you to repeat after me when I'm telling you. We're going to claim the word of God. We're going to speak the word. See, we have to learn to speak what we want to see come to pass. We don't want to speak negativity. We want to speak what's positive. And what's more positive than the word of God? So, all right, here we go. It's a little lengthy, but I think we still have time to get it in. Now, this is a prayer. Hallelujah. And this, I want you to say, it has to do with peace and prosperity over your house. Not only your house, but your household, your family. Hallelujah. Let's believe God and repeat after me. Let's get started. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you declaring your divine peace and prosperity over my house. I thank you that my home is a dwelling place of your presence, filled with your love, joy, and supernatural provision. According to Psalm 122 and 7, I decree that there is peace within my walls and prosperity within my household. Every corner of my home is covered under the shadow of the Almighty, and no weapon formed against it shall prosper. Lord, I declare that my house is a house of prayer, a house of blessing, and a house of abundance. Praise God. I rebuke every spirit of lack, debt, and struggle. And I loose the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow, according to Proverbs 10 and 22. Let financial overflow and supernatural increase locate my home now. I decree that my resources multiply, my income expands, and my storehouses are full, just as you promise in Deuteronomy 28 and 8. Father, I call forth divine protection over my household. Let the blood of Jesus cover the doors, the windows, and every room, driving out every spirit of confusion, division, and oppression. I release the shalom of God. Nothing missing, nothing broken, into the atmosphere. Let your angels be assigned to guard and minister to every person under this roof, ensuring that our coming and going is blessed, according to Psalm 91 and 11. Lord, I thank you that this house is filled with joy, unity, and love. Marriages are strengthened, children are covered, and every relationship in this household is aligned with your will. Where there has been turmoil, I declare divine order. Where there has been worry, I declare peace. Where there has been financial strain, I declare breakthrough. I decree and declare that my household walks in divine health, divine wealth, and divine favor. Praise God. Every need is met. Every bill is paid. And there is no lack in this home. We are lenders and not borrowers, the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath, according to Deuteronomy 28, 12 to 13. So therefore, Lord, we thank you, Father, that the prosperity of the righteous is established in my house. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will honor you, Lord, with all that we have, and you will continue to fill our home with abundance, peace, and supernatural increase. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And Father, we will render unto you the best service, the best of our ability, the best praise. Father, we will give you the sacrifice of praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare it done. Hallelujah, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Thank you all for being on the line tonight. Oh, I know you. I tell you, I'm blessed. When we believe the word of God, we pray the word of God. You can never go wrong praying the word of God. Hallelujah. So we praise God. Honors his word. He honors it. The Bible says he watches over his own word to perform it. Glory to God. Remember, think about it. What should you render unto God? God bless you. We love you, and be blessed. Good night.